Shepherd and sheep imagery is common within the pages of Scripture. It's a vocation and an experience that was relatable for the first readers of the text. For us as readers of the text, the vocation and experience of a shepherd may not be so common. You know, in the pages of Scripture, Jesus is referred to as both the Good Shepherd and the Lamb of God. He says the sheep know his voice and follow him. So allow me to use this illustration to maybe have you understand that. Once upon a time, there was a wolf. He was a fat, old thing. You see, he had it pretty easy. Whenever he wanted to eat, he only had to walk out the door of his den, look at the sheep gathered there in the pasture outside. He'd eyed this one or that one and would slowly stalk, and then unexpectedly pounce. And with minimal effort or struggle, he would kill and feast. Now, the more that he ate, the bigger that he got, and the bigger that he got, the hungrier he grew. He was a wicked old thing. Sometimes he would just poke his head out the door of his den and howl, and all the sheep in the pasture would shiver at the very sound of his voice. He'd chuckle to himself, "Yes, you better be afraid, you dumb little sheep, because one of these days I'm going to eat you. Each and every one of you. And it won't be pleasant." This big bad wolf, you see, had a name that incited fear. The sheep only had to think of his name and they'd go wobbly in the knees or faint right there in the pasture. His name, you see, was Death. And death was always hungry and never satisfied, always devouring sheep and always wanting more. And to make matters worse, he reeked. The very smell of him was worse than his name or his howl. He was altogether dreadful. Now, he was the one in charge in the pasture, and he made sure that all of the sheep knew it. And they cowered in his presence. One day, the wolf was feeling hungrier than usual. He poked his head out of his den to roar and howl and select his next victim, and he stopped, almost dead in his tracks, for there at his doorstep, like a gift given to him by a good friend, was one of the fattest, juiciest sheep he had ever laid eyes on. He drew in a breath that filled his putrid lungs and then let out a stone-splitting howl. All of the other sheep in the vicinity turned tail and ran. They were mortified of death and filled with fear. All but this one, who continued to quietly graze just outside, barely noticing the vile stench of death. The wolf became irate. He came bounding out of his deep, dark, dank den and right up to that cool, composed, and quiet animal. Again, he filled his lungs, and this time he let loose right in the sheep's face. The sheep looked at the hideous stench of decay as it wafted through his nostrils. But totally unconcerned, he just blinked and went about back to grazing on the green grass of the pasture. Now the wolf was getting himself into quite a tizzy. "Don't you know who I am?" he snarled. The sheep looked at him and calmly, peacefully retorted, "Yes, I know." The other sheep began to slowly creep back into the pasture, keeping their distance, but wanting to watch. They couldn't believe what they were witnessing. "Well," snarled the wolf, "aren't you afraid?" The sheep looked at Death, that old wolf, right in the eyes and said, "Of you? You've got to be kidding." Now the wolf was absolutely livid and he began to speak in a low and menacing rumble. you, my friend, are in for it. You are not going to have it so easy. I am going to take you out slowly and painfully. There was a moment of silence, and then the sheep said, I know. The other sheep had never heard or seen anything like this before, and they were mesmerized by the words of this lamb who was one of them. But at that moment, the wolf pounced, and they scattered with fear. A great sadness filled the flock. They had thought that this time death wasn't going to get his way, but their hopes were soon dashed in a flurry of fur and fangs. It was an awful and an ugly sight. The wolf devoured the lamb slowly, methodically, piece by piece, all afternoon long, and it was painful, just like he said. And in the end, there was nothing left of that sheep. Death had swallowed him up. He turned his vulgar, boorish face, stained with red with the blood of his victims, toward the other sheep and let out an insolent and menacing howl. The sheep scattered once again in all directions, not wanting this day to be the day that they too met death face to face. As the wolf sauntered back into his den, he thought that he had never tasted a sheep that was quite so delicious before. There was nothing tough about that meat. It was tender and rich, and in fact, altogether satisfying. This hit the wolf with great surprise. It was almost as though his insatiable hunger had actually been quenched for a moment. The more he thought, the more it struck him as odd, but soon enough he put it out of his mind and off to bed he went. When the morning came, the wolf felt something he hadn't felt before. It was as almost as though his stomach was upset. Most mornings, he would wake up ravenous and would peer out of his den, select his next victim in the pasture, and gorge himself on the flesh of the innocent sheep. But not this morning. His tummy was grumbling, but gurgling. By noon, he was feeling even more discomfort. He was feeling positively ill. He who had brought such pain on those poor sheep was getting a taste of pain himself, and it was most unpleasant. He kept thinking back to that impolite, rude, and disrespectful lamb he had eaten the previous afternoon, the one that had tasted so strangely good. Could it have actually been poisoned? It wasn't long before he stopped thinking altogether. The pain was just too great. He rolled around on the floor of his den, and he howled, and he squealed, and he yammered. The sheep heard the sound and didn't quite know what to make of it all. They crept cautiously nearer and nearer to the door of his den and turned their heads, listening intently. What could it mean? Day soon turned to night, and in the darkness, the wolf let out a shuddering, painful, fearful howl. The next day and its night would be a blur to the wolf. He moaned and he groaned. He shivered and he shook. He howled and he hollered. And in the darkness, just before the dawn, something struck him that shook him to the core. Something seemed to be alive and moving around in his gut. That something pushed and poked and prodded until with a sudden burst, his insides became his outsides. His abdomen ripped open, punctured through. And something, rather someone, stepped right out through the hole. Right out of his massive, stinking, stench-infested, death-filled bowels. And the wolf felt like he was dying. And I suppose, in a way, he was. The figure that emerged from the wolf's belly was totally unknown. The wolf squinted and strained, crooked his head to the side, and focused. And from what his canine brain could make out, he was staring at a shepherd. Now, he'd heard of such a critter, but never actually met one. With a staff in his hand, the shepherd sauntered around and then stood face to face with the wolf. And the shepherd began to laugh. He laughed and he laughed and he laughed, and soon the sound of his laughter burst open the door to the den. This both startled and intrigued the sheep in the pasture. They were filled with fear and bewilderment, wondering what was going on in there. The shepherd just laughed and laughed, and then he looked right in the eyes of the wolf. "So you don't recognize me, do you, old foe? It was I whom you ate outside your den 3 days ago. 'Twas I that you promised would die slowly and painfully, but here I am. What do you propose to do about me now?" "You," the wolf gasped. The voice was the same. He recognized it. This shepherd was indeed the lamb whom he had tortured and killed and swallowed. "You? But how?" The shepherd smiled and said, "Well, I think you're pretty harmless now, my friend. Go on, try to take down some of my sheep. I promise that as fast as you swallow them down, I will lead them right out through the way I made in your stomach, and you'll never be able to touch them again." The wolf howled in fear and anger and rage, but there was nothing he could do. The shepherd had the last laugh. The shepherd provided a way to defeat the wolf named Death. And then the shepherd stepped outside of Death's den and called the sheep together. They knew his voice too. They had heard it before and followed. They could hardly believe their eyes, and they stood before the lamb who had become the shepherd, and they listened as he told them what would happen. "Yes, you will all die too. The wolf will come out in a few days, and he will be hungrier than ever, and he will swallow you down. But do not fear. I have made a way. I have punched a hole right through his belly, and I promise that I'll bring you out again. Death can no longer harm you." And then the shepherd told the sheep to remember to tell the rest of the flock, and for parents to tell children that death has lost its power, and death was not something to fear. And in that moment, death was finished forever. Now, as you've probably guessed by now, the shepherd is our Savior, our good shepherd who has provided a way to defeat the enemy named Death, who prowls around seeking each of us. And the promise given to his sheep holds true for you today as well. For the shepherd has provided a way that brings life from death, forgiveness of all of your sin, and peace and pardon. Death has lost its sting, and each and every day our good shepherd seeks you, finds you, brings you back to this place to hear his voice, to partake in his promises, and to comfort and to forgive even when you stray. This promise that comes from the mouth of the shepherd comes to you again today. "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall anyone snatch them out of my hand." This shepherd who leaves the 99 to find the one. This shepherd who joyfully puts that one on his shoulders and carries it home again is here today to find, to forgive, to call, and to comfort you. This is the comfort of the resurrection, the comfort of the forgiveness of sins, that Christ, who has defeated death, satisfying the will of the Father, comes again to you in this place and says, "You are forgiven." And he reaches all the way to you in bread and wine in his supper. And when you taste the body and the blood which went into the wolf's mouth, but which the wolf could not hold, you are free. As you eat and you drink, you have the same promise of the shepherd. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood has eternal life. Let the old wolf howl and snarl all he will, for you know about the hole in his tummy. You know about the lamb who has become the shepherd, your good shepherd, who seeks, who finds, who heals, who forgives. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending us a Savior, the Lamb of God, our Good Shepherd, who seeks us when we are lost, who calls us by name, who forgives and heals. Lord, for all those times that we have run away and have become lost, not seeking your lordship over us, Lord, we ask for forgiveness. We thank you for your Son who seeks, who finds, who lifts, who carries, and returns us back into your loving presence and your loving embrace, so that the entire company of heaven may rejoice. Lord, until that day that we rejoice with that company in heaven, we ask for you to continue to pour grace out upon us. Remind us that we are healed and we are loved and we are yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.